The underground tunnel boring machine nicknamed Bertha is still stuck under the city, and that's causing ripple effects. One of them is that Seattle has to find a way to cut $200 million out of the redevelopment of the city's waterfront. The city council will consider how to do that today. But one of the main parts of the project, the seawall, won't be affected by those cuts. It's too far along. This week, workers start on the biggest section of the seawall. KUOW's Joshua McNichols gives us a progress report.
Jessica Murphy is the project manager for the seawall project. She's with SDOT.
The seawall is a big retaining wall. It's holding back all the dirt that's in Alaskan Way.
On Wednesday, workers will begin tearing up part of the roadbed. Later, they'll firm up the mud underneath by injecting it with grout. They'll pour a massive concrete slab on top of that, and then they'll cover the whole thing up.
Yeah, the seawall is an interesting project because we really are building the foundation of our future waterfront.
The foundation is something you don't see. It's all underground. But there is one part of the proposed waterfront promenade that you will see.
So we have a sidewalk that we're putting in that's part of the seawall structure that actually has glass panels embedded in the concrete sidewalk that allow light to transmit to the water below as one of our habitat enhancements for the project.
Before the seawall was built, there was a gentle shore here. Salmon fed there. But right now, the water is deep and dark. It's not good salmon habitat.
So we're doing a number of things to try to restore some of that lost habitat, including creating some shallower water right next to the wall, allowing light to get down there so that that promotes plant growth.
And those plants are habitat for things that salmon like to eat. Workers will also build a shallow beach for the salmon at the south end of the project.
So when they come out of the Duwamish, they can find safe haven in shallower waters where they're a little safer from predation.
The middle section of the seawall should be finished by next summer's tourist season. So far, the seawall is on time and under budget. Work on the third and final section begins next fall. I'm Joshua McNichols for KUOW.